We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Scalise joins us right now, live from the great state of Louisiana. Steve, can I say even the parish of Jefferson?
That's correct, Tommy. How you doing?
Municipality of Metairie?
I am in Metairie right now.
There you go.
Yes.
U.S. Representative Minority Whip. How you doing? I'm doing fine. How you feeling and everything?
Feeling really good. I appreciate it. Like, it's Mardi Gras season. It gets you in the spirits anyway, so it's always a fun time. You know, this rain will clear through, and this is, you know, it's a great time to be from New Orleans.
Do you ride in a crew or not? Don't tell me
yeah,
which one.
Yeah, I ride in Bacchus.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You know.
Well, hope you guys,
Bacchus.
I hope y'all get it in, and I hope the rain doesn't hold you off. Speaking of getting it in, there's no way this vote on background checks comes up in the Senate, does it?
I don't think it'll come up, but I don't think it'll pass. Because, I mean, look, they use the term background checks. They're going to a California approach for background checks. And by the way, go see how well that worked.
I started in the middle of it. Steve, I started in the middle. Let's go back and let's talk about what you're trying to do now, how it started, who sponsored it, how it's supposed to work in theory, et cetera. I just wanted to not start you in the middle of the story.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is part of Nancy Pelosi's agenda. When she came in, they said they wanted to do gun control. They want to do tax increases. They want to do a lot of things that I think are different. I mean, look, we just had a vote the other day on trying to say if a baby is born alive, you can't kill it. And they oppose that. They're against that. I mean, we see it going on in New York, Virginia. It's happening in some states. We tried to give federal protection to babies who are born alive so that they can't be murdered. And we can't even get that through because Pelosi's agenda is so far to the left now. But anyway,
how this woman can go to church and go to communion every Sunday, I do not know.
I don't know how anybody can explain that. You know, it's not even part of the abortion debate anymore,
right,
Tommy. This is specifically saying if the baby's born alive, you can't kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people ask me, I ask my own staff, how is that not already murder? And yet in almost half the states of this country, it's not. And so we're trying to give that kind of protection. We can't even get that passed in Pelosi's house. But now she's bringing a bill dealing with gun control. I want to give you some examples of what this bill does. And we tried to fix some of these things, by the way, on the House floor, and we're shut out at every turn. If you loan your gun to a friend, because under current law, you can loan your gun to a friend if you're hunting. You can, you know, maybe he wants to buy a gun like yours and he wants to go to the shooting range and try it out. Under their bill, if you loan that gun to a friend to go try out your gun, you can go to federal prison for up to a year and get up to a $100,000 fine. There was another problem that we tried to fix. One of our female members of Congress is a victim of domestic violence. And she noticed that in the bill, if you're a woman who is a victim of domestic violence and you have a temporary restraining order against your boyfriend or whoever it is that was beating you up, and you want to go get a gun to defend yourself because, I mean, women have gotten killed waiting, and there were examples used of women who got killed waiting in some of these states where the waiting period is more than 3 days. They want to go to a 20 business day waiting period to buy a gun in certain circumstances. And so she said, look, what about just giving an exemption? If the woman's got a TRO and she needs to go buy a gun to defend herself, she shouldn't have to wait 20 days. They rejected that amendment, Tommy. So that's what this bill's about.
It's and
about
is the pro women's rights. This is a pro. So she's pro women's rights when it comes to killing babies, but when it comes to women protecting themselves, not so much.
That's exactly right. And I mean, look at both of those examples. In both of those examples, Pelosi, but it's not just Pelosi. It's Democrats who ran saying they were going to be pro-life and pro-gun, literally saying they would be pro-life and pro-gun, that now have an F rating with National Right to Life because they voted to allow the babies to be killed. They've got an F rating with the National Rifle Association because they, for example, denied the woman who's a victim of domestic violence the ability to go buy a gun and defend herself without having to wait 20 business days. I mean, this is radical extreme policy. That's what's going on in the House right now under Pelosi.
Have you heard anything from Mitch McConnell? Because I heard a soundbite or saw one. You know, John Kennedy, he likes the soundbites. I don't know if you knew that, Steve.
He's good at it.
Yes, he is. He said that it was not going to come up for, he thought it was, there was like zero chance of it coming up for a vote even in the Senate. Have you spoken to Senator McConnell yet or not?
I've spoken to Mitch about a few of those things. I don't think that's going to come up. I did talk to the president specifically about a few of these other things, including the bill to allow babies who were born alive to be protected federally from being murdered. I have a what's called a discharge petition that's going to start in a couple of weeks where we're going to be able to start getting signatures. And if we get 218 signatures, I can force a vote on that bill. There's a strong movement starting around the country to promote that and force these members of Congress who ran saying they were pro-life to sign this discharge petition. President Trump is all in on helping us. In fact, he just sent some tweets out the other day about this. And I think you're going to hear a lot more about it in the coming weeks.
Let me talk about border security quickly, because I know your time's limited. This, you know, talking about Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, I guess this whole sanctuary city thing just seems so bass-ackwards to me. And is there any, I mean, where does the law stand on this when it comes to border security? Is there any way the federal government can override this? Explain all that to me, would you?
Well, you're seeing some of this fought out in the courts. But, I mean, look, in some of these sanctuary cities where they literally say they're not going to enforce current law on immigration, however you feel on immigration laws, we have problems we need to fix. We're still the most generous nation in the world in terms of how many people we let in. We let in over 1 million people legally every year. No other nation's close. So it's not about whether or not we let people in our country. It's whether or not we make people go through the legal method to get here. And there are porous areas of our border where people are coming across, drugs, crime, murders. We've seen it recently. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, just 2 weeks ago, Tommy, there was a man arrested who was, he was here illegally. And back in like 2012, he was convicted of sex crimes against a child, went to federal prison, got out in 2016, and we deported him in 2016. Somewhere along the way, he got back into our country illegally again, and they caught him in Lake Charles. How many kids had he sexually assaulted in that three-year period? We don't know because we don't have control of our border. So if a sanctuary city or wherever else it is, they're putting people in jeopardy and people at risk. If you want to come here, follow the rules. Make sure that people that are coming here aren't coming here to bring drugs or crime into our country. They're coming here to be a part of the American dream. And like I said, we're the most generous nation in the world in terms of our immigration policy. But we've got to get control of our border and secure it for the American people.
We got about a minute left. Final thoughts?
Look, I mean, the economy is doing really well right now. What we've done on tax policy to reduce people's tax rates, we just had another report come out yesterday that said as people do their taxes in April, they're going to be getting thousands more back in their paychecks because of the tax cuts that we put in place. It's not rich. It's primarily lower income people who benefit the most from these tax cuts. And it's helping the economy get back on track. We're bringing jobs in from other countries. We're trying to equalize the trade relationships. We have a new agreement with Mexico and Canada, which is much better for America than the old NAFTA. The president's negotiated that. I'm glad he walked away from the talks with Kim Jong-un. I'm glad that at least North Korea is not testing missiles right now. And that's been going on for a long time because of these talks. But North Korea is going to have to play by the rules just like other countries have to. And I think it's really, I think it's showing some real benefit right now.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time.
Always great to be with you, Tommy.
Thanks. I hope the rain holds off and you get your ride in.
Here, here, for everybody out on the streets.
All right, don't forget the people in the back.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Don't forget the people in the back.
Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras.
Same to you, sir. Steve Scalise, U.S. Representative, Minority Whip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.